This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Look, we know it's a Hallmark fabricated holiday and all that, but the numbers don't lie. Plenty of you are celebrating Mother's Day this weekend, and I hope you're having fun with it at least. As to those numbers, the National Retail Federation says consumers will spend $20.7 billion on gifts this year, an average of $169 per mom. I feel like a line item in defense spending or something. We have other eye-popping statistics and charts on how Mother's Day spending compares to other holidays at marketplacemoney.org, if you're curious. And we asked you on Facebook what sort of Mother's Day gifts all that money buys. You said everything from a vacuum to a chainsaw and an iPad. One of you has something quite spectacular in mind, although a chainsaw is pretty spectacular. Terry Mead joins us from Redwood City now. She owns an IT consulting company and is a licensed helicopter pilot. Terry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I've kind of given it away, but here goes. What are you giving your mom for Mother's Day?
Well, I am finally taking her up flying in a helicopter. After having my license for 5 years, she's finally agreed to go up with me.
Oh, wow. And how much will that gift cost?
Well, I'll probably take her up for about an hour. So in the R-22 that I'll take her up, that's about $275.
Okay. Well, I know it's wonderful that you're doing this now, but I know that you're a mother yourself, and you've got a 12-year-old son, right, and an 8-year-old daughter?
I do.
Do you know what they're planning to get you, given that you'll be kind of busy on Mother's Day?
Well, I know that they'll make me cards, because that makes me happy. We're not big on exchanging gifts on these holidays that you go and purchase. It's really all about spending time, because I'm going to cook dinner for my mother-in-law and my mother on Sunday night as well.
Terry Mead, she's a Marketplace Money listener and a pilot who's giving her mom a helicopter ride for Mother's Day. I hope you and your mom have so much fun.
It's going to be fabulous flying over Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge. It will be so much fun just to spend time with her.
Oh, that's a great image. Fly safe.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we can't let that go without some trenchant Mother's Day budget analysis. And I'm joined now in the studios by the one and only Paula Poundstone, comedian and mom of three. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. This thing of taking your mom for a ride, such a beautiful story. And none of my kids drive, but if they did, I think they would gladly drag me behind the car.
Oh, well, you heard Terry. Top that. Paula, what did you or what do you give your mother, your own mother, for Mother's Day?
I don't give my mother anything. And I don't ask. In fact, I specifically, when my kids were little, you know, maybe when I told them don't do the Mother's Day thing, they thought it meant just take it all for granted, which wasn't my plan. But I also think that there's like this get out of jail free card on the Mother's Day idea that, you know what I mean? So long as you, you know, get a card or some flowers, that the rest of the year you can just, you know, be shabby in your relationship. And I don't feel good about that. You know, I think one Mother's Day we might have gone to Go-Kart World, but it was only because we figured the lines would be down. Because how many mothers go, you know, please,
that's right, that's
Go-Kart
right.
World.
But to play devil's advocate.
Yes.
Gifts are fun, and especially gifts that don't cost anything.
I'm trying to think what I would want, and this is really reaching, but I would like it if on that special, special day, at least one of my children came up to me and said, how are you?
Oh,
I know.
You set the bar
high. It's a lot. It's a lot to ask. Yeah, maybe it's crazy. That's crazy. You know what? I'll take the helicopter ride. You know, she didn't tell the whole story about the helicopter ride. There may have been something more macabre there about the helicopter ride. You know what I mean? Like, Mom, look out the window. No, further. Further. You know, I ask people to do stuff for me. I just don't ask for gifts.
So you believe in a barter economy. You're just not, you're not really into the...
Like, isn't there a town in Greece that's doing that now?
Express yourself through money. Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I might have heard about it on Marketplace.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. A town in Greece that's making the... And I thought about it. I thought, wait a minute. If I were to go there, what on earth could I trade with? I'd go, like, I have a little joke. And I'd get, like, one olive. That's the best I could ever do in Greece. That's
why. You had a really good one. You can go for five.
Yeah.
Getting back to money and personal finances... What advice have you given your kids about money and gift giving?
Listen, there is no topic on which I have not given my kids terrific advice. It's simply a matter of whether or not they listen to it and pick it up. But I'm, in fact, thinking of putting a lot of my advice out on DVD for them.
And charging them for it.
Honestly, because I say it so often and it's such brilliant advice. I don't understand how they can't see that.
Okay, give us a taste.
About money?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've encouraged them to work for their money, to save their money, and to save the rewards for after the basics are paid for.
That is so sage and cogent.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not even
Who
sure that
are
I've
you?
Always done it, by the way. I'm saying listen to my words, not my behavior. But I've also encouraged them to wait to start a family until they've enjoyed those years where you can sleep on anyone's couch and it doesn't matter because you don't have to get up and rush home to take care of someone.
Right.
I thought that was really good advice.
That's just a no-brainer, yeah.
You would think.
Uh-huh. Well, one last money question.
Yes.
What have...
Do I have any? No. I work for public radio. Of course I have none.
You know, our whole show today is about budgeting and spending. And I have to ask you then, what advice have you given your kids about that?
Yeah, the budgeting thing is a plan ahead of time where you say to yourself, here's how much I'm going to make, and therefore here's how much I can spend.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. This whole thing has been therapy for me. It's just been so good to come and talk to somebody with headphones
on.
I'm so glad.
Anytime, Paula.
I really appreciate it. I really do.
Paula Poundstone, she's a regular on the NPR quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and a mom of three children who won't be buying her anything for Mother's Day, at least not with her money. Happy second weekend in May, Paula.
Well, thank you so much. To you, too.
Thank you.